I would like to talk to you about that Portland video you just published.
Yes.
Wonderful. You really nailed it. You know Portland very, very well.
My wife and I just moved to Austin, Texas.
Amber.
Amber, yes. So I think Austin is like the Portland of Texas, and Portland's like the Austin of Oregon. And I know everybody in Portland's like, no, we're the weird ones. I was like, ah, there's enough weird to go around, everybody.
I didn't realize you had food trucks in Austin, or as many.
We're a little offended you didn't know about our food truck situation. But yeah, I think there's enough weird to go around. And I love Portland. I mean, I don't need to tell you this, but the city and the people there have such a unique character to them. It's such a great personality, what the culture is like, what people are into, and honestly, how people express themselves.
I'm Gregory Day. This is the Portland Podcast.
At the top of the show, you heard YouTube sensation and life coach JP Sears. JP will be at Helium Comedy Club May 2nd through the 4th, but all the shows are sold out. So I don't know what to tell you. More from JP in a moment. Also joining us later on is the founder of Weird Portland United, Brian Kidd. We'll learn more about the nonprofit later. But first, let's reconnect with JP, who gives us the inside scoop on what we can expect from the live show.
Well, yeah, what I have planned for all the lovely, wonderful weirdos who come out to my shows, we're going to have live stand-up comedy, obviously. And, you know, I love doing comedy. I love taking it from video to the stage, doing different material, but getting to connect with the audience and have a much more alive experience than video. So, man, I love to talk about what's on my mind with social issues, self-growth, the deeper things in the human heart that we like to pretend aren't there. Yeah. But I like to bring those out with laughs, comedy, while also like, yeah, there's some deeper meaning there, maybe, hopefully. At least I think so.
Well, I hope so, too. I mean, I get that from your podcast, which I do want to talk about here. Will you be wearing pants on stage, or is that going to be an optional item for you?
I feel slightly unincluded that you would even ask me that question, Gregory. Like, you're implying there's something illegal and wrong if I don't choose to wear pants. So my lawyer tells me not to answer that question because I'll just get outraged.
Okay. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Yes. Is there, no, that was a riveting answer.
I got to tell you, I love your podcast. It wasn't what I expected at all. Really, you've got some wonderful guests on this show, and I'd like to just recap just a few episodes with you really quickly.
Yeah.
Just some wonderful people on this show. Drew Manning, fit to fat to fit, 26-inch biceps, got really fat, had a really impressive gut.
That he did.
He almost was unrecognizable. He didn't gain a lot of weight in his face, though.
Yeah, he's such a fascinating person, very deep, loving, kind person while being interesting. So he's a guy who purposely went from being looking like a Greek Adonis. I mean, first time I met him, I'm like, I feel insecure in your presence already. Yeah. Like, I feel worse about myself. So he went from Greek Adonis to he intentionally gained 75 pounds of fat. He stopped working out and started eating the worst possible food imaginable because he wanted to be able to empathize better with the clients he was working with in the health and fitness realm. And then once he gained the 75 pounds, really fat, then he lost it. So he could like not only empathize what's it like to be overweight, but then empathize with what it's like to lose the weight. So yeah, he got really well recognized for it, and he's become a great friend.
That's wonderful. I mean, you're connecting with so many wonderful people on this podcast. Awaken with JP Sears Show is the podcast. I was listening to it on Spotify yesterday. Paul Selig, another fascinating guest. Absolutely fascinating. I got a bit creeped out a little bit, but I had to adjust. Like you said, you gave me a warning and I adjusted, and really I got into that show.
Yeah, he's a fascinating person. And for people, if you don't know the name Paul Selig, he's a person who allegedly channels like spirits from like wherever spirits are from, which I think most spirits are from Portland, from my I understand is what Portland people tell me. So it's super trippy. And like, whether you believe he actually does that or not, it's still just, he's a very fascinating person, great conversation. And to your point about the podcast surprising you, I get that not too infrequently. And yeah, what a lot of people, they'll tell me, yeah, JP, I was expecting just a straight comedy podcast. And there's very deep, sincere conversation. We have a good time while we're doing it, but it's by no means just a comedy podcast. And last summer when I decided, like, yes, the time's right, I want to do this podcast, I looked at it like, man, I want to do this for my heart. I've got this sincere part of my heart that just cares for people, wants people to live a better life. I got to have an outlet for this.
Yeah, that comes across, by the way, your sincerity.
Oh, well, man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And you know, I already had the videos and, you know, stage comedy as great outlets for the comedy, but it's like, now I need something for sincerity. So yeah, I said, screw it. I got to do this for myself. And you know, started the podcast in a pretty sincere way.
Aubrey Marcus too, founder of On It, the warrior poet himself in an open relationship. interesting way to approach romance.
It's interesting. And one of the things that I find most interesting about it, like, first off, Aubrey is one of the most fascinating people I've ever met. And one of the facets of his life, as you point out, like, he's in an open relationship where he and his fiance each have, Aubrey's got multiple girlfriends, fiance has multiple boyfriends, and they choose to do that. But here's the interesting part. How interested other people get in that. And even like some people just get angry at them, like being in an open relationship that doesn't affect anybody else's life. And so I'm not exactly sure, but something is evoked in so many people when we start talking about open relationships. And, you know, not my thing yet. It's like, when that's someone's deal, awesome. But yeah, the conversation with Aubrey, it was great. He's such a fascinating guy.
Well, that's such a Portland thing, too. I mean, open relationships. Ryan Moran, I loved this chat. Probably my favorite episode.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. What he said about to win the game is to leave it. You wouldn't expect this from a guy that founded capitalism.com.
No, you would not expect it, but hell, I think it was Alan Watts who once said, nothing is as it seems, nor is it otherwise. So I think it's good to be surprised. And yeah, he's a very deep, meaningful person who helps people make money. Hence, he runs capitalism.com. Yeah, he's really all about self-transformation. And I think with that podcast, he was straight out of Burning Man. So, yeah. And I'm sure everybody in Portland was there at Burning Man with him. So he was the guy with no clothes on.
You know, you opened up too a bit too. You know, you feel down sometimes, and that's kind of interesting that you get down.
Yeah, and I'm sure nobody during the long gray Portland winters can relate to that. But, you know, I think getting down, that is 100% part of the human condition. I mean, maybe everybody doesn't suffer from clinical depression, but we all get down. Sometimes we get depressed for a little while.
Right, even when you were in paradise, you got a bit down. You were feeling a bit down.
Yeah, 100%.
On vacation, right.
I think when we, as the curious students of life that we are, when we can give ourselves permission, be like, yeah, you know what? It's okay to have some down days. Hopefully we help ourselves to rebound, but it's okay. But I think we get into a really crappy self-induced prison when we get down on ourselves for being down. It's like, oh, we shame ourselves because we don't feel great today, which just makes us feel worse. It doesn't help us. But man, we're all miraculous, flawed people. And I think making room for our flaws is important. And I think that's actually a very integral part of the path of self-acceptance. We got to like look at what we don't like about ourselves, which sometimes is how we feel about ourselves, and learn to even be okay not feeling okay.
You know, a lot came out during this chat. You were in his documentary film. He used to be a Christian, and he hinted at taking psychedelics. I probably shouldn't even say that. Maybe taking some substances and maybe finding clarity.
Yeah, you know, allegedly, if he would have taken psychedelics, psilocybin. From what I understand, it's allegedly a pretty interesting path. And not that I've dabbled, but I've dabbled.
Sterling Griffin, too. Loved his energy. This is a man who went from being homeless to a millionaire, probably multimillionaire at this point.
Yeah, he did that in 18 months. And man, his energy, like,
unbelievable.
If you only spoke Chinese and listened to that podcast, which I think was in English, if I recall correctly, that's the only language I speak. But you just hear the energy in his voice. It's like you're ingesting a gallon of coffee just by hearing this guy's tone of voice. And I, after that conversation with Sterling for the podcast, when it ended, we did that at my kitchen table. Yeah, I shared with him. I said, bro, you had drool coming out of your mouth most of that conversation. I just didn't want to tell you because I liked the energy. I didn't want to, you know, get you to pull back at all. But yeah, he was just slobbering all over the place, which on your kitchen table, of course, that's where you'd want it to be.
Oh, fantastic. I would like to talk to you about that Portland video you just published.
Yes.
Wonderful. You really nailed it. You know Portland very, very well.
Oh, well, thank you. I've been to Portland. I think last time I was there was
Specific. You got very specific in this video.
Yeah. You know, I love Portland. You know, right now, my wife and I just moved to Austin, Texas.
Amber,
yes. So I think Austin is like the Portland of Texas, and yeah. Portland's like the Austin of Oregon. And I know everybody in Portland is like, no, we're the weird ones. I was like, there's enough weird to go around, everybody.
I didn't realize you had food trucks in Austin, or as many.
We're a little offended you didn't know about our food truck situation. But yeah, I think there's enough weird to go around. And I love Portland. I mean, I don't need to tell you this, but the city and the people there have such a unique character to them. It's such a great personality, what the culture's like, what people are into, and honestly, how people express themselves. That really excites me when you have a culture like Portland where people are into self-expression. You know, people don't metaphorically bundle up, hunch over, and hide themselves. I mean, you get a lot of gifts and perspectives shared in Portland, which I personally love.
I think you get it. I also like the focus on fitness. It's obvious you do squats, great looking legs, lower body's looking good. I work out and I lift a lot. So again, that's something I really appreciate about your podcast. I got to wrap it up. My time's very limited with you, but I do want to make a very quick transition to ask you what you're reading. I know that John Bradshaw is one of your favorite authors. I noticed that a lot of the people that you interview have read Ryan Holiday. His name seems to come up over and over and over again.
Yeah, I think the Obstacle is the Way is one of Ryan Holiday's flagship books. I haven't read it myself, but yeah, a lot of guests have referenced that. Right now, what I'm reading is Richard Branson's most recent autobiography.
Yeah, He redid this biography.
Yeah, you know.
Who does that?
I think Richard Branson does what Richard Branson wants to do. I think a decade or a decade and a half had gone by since his last autobiography, Light of Life, to update. So yeah, the one called Finding My Virginity. I'm enjoying it. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, if it wasn't for his accent, the way he lives in such an eccentric way, you might think, well, he's from Portland. But he lives with such irresponsibility that does so much good for the world. You know, we mentioned the obstacle is the way. I think irresponsibility is the way. I think when we risk being irresponsible on the outside, that's how we innovate. That's how we find new breakthroughs in our life. So I'm personally getting pretty inspired by Richard Branson's work right now.
Oh, great. Okay. By the way, next I'm speaking with Mo Welch. She wrote a book called How to Die Alone. It's sort of an anti-motivational book. I think it's interesting that I'm speaking to you and then speaking to her direct. I'm in 15 minutes.
God help you. Maybe there's going to be like a tornado that forms.
The book's called How to Die Alone, The Foolproof Guide to Not Helping Yourself. It's a comedy book, but there you go.
I love that. I'm just jealous I didn't think of that first. And thank God that's written from a comedy perspective. But I'm sure it's brilliant.
Well, we'll see you at Helium Comedy Club May 2nd through May 4th. There's still a couple of shows available for tickets, but you know they're selling out quick, and we're going to preview this on KBTV on Channel 12. Thank you so much again, JP. What a pleasure to connect with you. I love your energy. I'm going to be at the Thursday show. Can't wait. VIP tickets are available, right?
Yes, sir. Gregory, I look forward to seeing you at the Thursday show, and thank you so much for having me on.
Great. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Brian Kidd, it's great to see you again.
Yes.
In the flesh.
Here I am. Thanks for inviting me out, Greg.
Now, you have a board, and you're the president. Aaron Cronin is the vice president. Now, he's the lawyer. He's
yes.
He's the guy that takes care of all the legal issues.
Yep.
That's great. Nicholas Beatty? Who
yes,
is this?
That's correct. Nicholas is a children's book author.
Robert Wrench?
Yes.
And who is Robert?
Robert, I was introduced to through my latest Unipiper beer project.
Oh, right.
He was the general manager of Portland Brewing, and he has a vast background in the adult beverage industry here in Portland. So he brings a little bit of business sense to what we're doing.
Yeah. Mosho is on the board, too.
Yes, Mosho
of
the
course.
Cat rapper. Yes. You know, we've got quite the motley crew assembled here.
You got great business sense. I mean, it's obvious from your website to how you promoted yourself, and you wrote this wonderful essay, Weird Beginnings. It's on the website. The website is Weird Portland United. I loved this essay.
Thank you. Thank you.
It really hit home.
I spent like one full day, and you know, once I started writing, the words just kind of vomited right, you know.
Vomited.
I couldn't type fast enough. And it really was. I just wanted to put into words kind of my feelings about why I'm starting this nonprofit and what I wanted to or what I'm trying to accomplish with it. And hopefully that will speak to other folks. And, you know, if they agree, you know, I would encourage them to.
You're saving the weird.
Saving
That's
the weird.
That's what you're doing.
Yes. We're not trying to prevent Portland from changing. Like, we know that Portland is inevitable. There's going to be new people here. And, you know. Yeah. With new folks, you know, that's great. Change things up.
We were new at one point.
Exactly. So
West Virginia?
The other Virginia.
The other Virginia. Okay.
Regular Virginia. You know, we
it's
want...
a beautiful part of the country.
It
Virginia.
Is. Yeah. Yeah. And Oregon is
the
too.
Accents. I love the accents in Virginia.
Yeah. Do you hear an accent at all from me?
I don't. No.
It's weird. Like right in central Virginia is the melting pot of Virginia where you get a little bit of accent in some people and then others you don't. You never
yeah,
know.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I know they put gravy on omelets in that part of the country.
Yeah, that's a thing.
We
and
need
your biscuits.
To bring that here.
Pretty much gravy on anything, really.
So your ultimate goal is to keep Portland weird.
Trying to keep Portland weird.
And,
we just
have a festival.
Yeah,
at some point.
Why not? A Keep Portland Weird Festival would be a great way to sort of remind folks of what we're trying to celebrate here. And, you know, I think that over the years, Portland has gone through a number of changes, but I think we've always had citizens willing to speak up and make sure that change was handled responsibly. And that's kind of what we're trying to do here as well, is say, hey, there is change going on, but let's make sure we do it in the right way and not lose any of the great things that people fell in love with in the first place.
When you join, when you become a member, you actually get some tangible products. Tell us about the annual membership levels.
Yes. So this is a membership-based organization. You know, we can't do it without the support of the citizens of Portland, or you don't have to be a citizen of Portland. You just have to support what it is we're trying to do here in Portland. Yeah. But we're calling our members official weirdos. So for a annual fee of $25, which is not a lot of money.
Basic weirdo.
We want everyone. The goal is as many people as possible. Support, strengthen numbers here.
Yeah.
We're trying to... So you sign up to be a basic weirdo, and you get a membership pin, so you can wear it proudly, and then you also get some stickers, and I've got
right.
brought some here today for you, so Greg Day can be an honorary weirdo.
Wow.
And then if you're really feeling the spirit, I you can these. Sign up and become a deluxe weirdo, which is for $50, you get the same benefits, including a ticket to our end-of-the-year weird gala. It's going to be a celebration of all things weird. It's going to raise some money
Where's
for us.
Where's that at?
We are working on the venue right now. We're aiming for a...
it's a gala.
So, and at there, we are hopefully planning to also launch the Weird Portland Hall of Fame.
You could be a deluxe weirdo for $50 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Deluxe.
Deluxe. I mean, don't you want to be a deluxe weirdo? I mean, I think that is something that everyone in the city should aspire to.
Right, and businesses can join in on the fun.
Yes, try to get business support as well. This is it's going to take everyone doing their part, from individual citizens and businesses alike, to really put the weird back on the pedestal.
Now, I want to talk about the logo. It's the Green Cuisine Octopus. There's a Benson bubbler on top with a monocle, and it looks kind of Lovecraftian.
Yeah, so we wanted to start with something that was iconically Portland, in this case, the Benson bubblers. And I wanted to do something unexpected with it in this case.
I didn't expect it.
In this case, what came to mind was turning it into an anthropomorphic octopus, purple octopus nonetheless. And that's the nod there to the old giant purple octopus that used to hang above the Greek cuisine in town. Yes.
You have an event today.
Yes. It is our very first Weird Portland United official event. It is a free event that we're calling Creative Weirdos. We're kicking off a monthly lecture and networking series where we're inviting folks that are doing something interesting in Portland to come and talk about what they're doing and their creative process. And we're doing this at the community level. It is a completely free event. We want to try and inspire and encourage other people to find their weird and help them with the means to express it. Tonight's event is going to be held at Tabor Space on Belmont, and we want to try and we're going to change up the location to try and reach different communities in different parts of Portland.
And I think a mushroom hike is coming up this Sunday.
Yes, we are on the Weird Portland
United. What kind of mushrooms are we talking?
We're talking Portland mushrooms. I'll read into that how you will.
I think Shane Moss would be very interested in that.
Yes, I believe you're right. On the Weird Portland United website, we are keeping a calendar of all sorts of weird events, not just events that we're hosting, but anything that's weird going on in Portland, we want folks to be able to go to the website and find out about it.
Just watch what mushrooms you put on your pizza. May 4th, Oregon Cannabis Festival. This is part of this is on the calendar on the website. Red Dress Party, the Vampire's Masquerade Ball. I'm getting kind of a steampunk vibe from you.
There's lots of weird going on in Portland, and yeah. I just don't think it always, you know, I think the spirit is still there, and we're just trying to elevate it and show folks that you don't have to look too hard. It's still here. You can't chase us away.
Right, and in June, the Mystery Box Show, and of course, the Naked Bike Ride is coming up. Do you participate?
Classic. You know, I have not up to this point, but I've gotten so many requests that I think it might be time for the Unipiper to show up. I know, that sounds really weird saying that you have requests, but...
you're a new father, and how's that going? This is non-related to the organization. I'm just curious.
It's interesting. I, in a way, gave birth to this nonprofit, and my wife gave birth to this child, and I'm trying to raise both of them. They are similar and different in many ways, but they both require your full attention. So it's a balancing act, no pun intended, this new life that I'm embarked on, fatherhood and the nonprofit world.
Trooper Dick Curtis, you mentioned him on the website.
Yes.
Tell us about Trooper Dick Curtis.
Trooper Dick Curtis is an unsung hero of Portland and and of Oregon. This was...
you wrote a bit of an essay on him on the Facebook page, too.
Yeah, yeah. So this was part of an advertising campaign for Blitz Weinhard back in the 70s and 80s. They created this character...
Really?
Of a state trooper called Trooper Dick Curtis, and he would he was a border guard at the Oregon-California border, and he would make sure not to let any California beer into Oregon. And his catchphrase was people would trucks would roll up and they would do the inspection, and every time a beer truck pulled up to the Oregon border, he would say, "Well now, where are you fellas going with all that beer?" And make sure that none of that California beer diluted our pure Oregon beer. So, you know, I think there's, you know, I think you could read into, it's time for Trooper Dick Curtis to come back. We could use him again.
I'm going to wrap it up with Weird Portland United. You're going to have awards, possibly a museum, weird tours, and there is a newsletter.
Yes, folks can sign up for our free monthly newsletter where we post original content, articles, stories, and events. You can sign up for that on the website at weirdportlandunited.org.
Thank you so much, Brian Kidd. It's such a pleasure to see you again. I get a kick out of you. I really do.
Thanks, Greg. It's been great, and we should do this again.
Today's show was produced and edited by Gregory Day. That's me. If you'd like to contact me directly, you can reach me at greg@pdxpodcast.com. We'll be back very shortly. See you then.